Microsoft, Uber, Google, Amazon, Airbnb, Facebook, and many other well-known tech companies in various locations. Big tech, great places to work at. But let's talk about an inconvenient truth.
Big tech hiring is conservative. It's hard to get an offer in big tech, especially when you've not worked in big tech before. I've been a hiring manager at Uber and Skyscanner, and I know a bunch of other hiring managers at other larger tech companies. And in this video, I'll talk about why it can be hard to get an offer in big tech, especially if you've not worked in big tech before. Hiring in big tech is very conservative. This means that I, as a hiring manager, or us as a DV panel, the hiring manager and the interviewers, we tend to make offers when we're very certain that this person will work out. Big tech is not a place where you take risks on people. And this is something that was a bit strange for me to see because I came from a startup background into big tech. And I think it's important to take bets on people. In fact, as a manager at my work with my team, I took a lot of bets on people. I gave people stretch assignments, gave them more responsibility than they were set up to handle and supported them in different ways. But when it came to hiring, funny enough, after a while, I saw myself also being conservative. This is because of the nature of how big tech hiring and big tech firing works. So first of all, getting an offer at big tech, it's typically good money, great perks. It's also a pretty good environment. At big tech, the largest tech companies do care about employees in ways that smaller companies often don't. They will have surveys to see how people are feeling. They're gonna look into adding new perks that you would need. A good example is just, for example, maternity and parental leaves. When I worked at Uber, Uber introduced a 4-month paternity leave across the board because they surveyed people and they saw that there's a lot of new dads, either existing or coming up, and they wanted to serve these people better. This is a perk that none of my startup friends had, or they couldn't even dream about, especially in my country, the Netherlands, where the parental leave was 2 weeks or less. And I got this at big tech, at Uber. Facebook already had this in place. Google has something similar. A lot of big companies have this, which are just amazing perks. So the perks are good. The salary is good. The environment, I think, is pretty good. Obviously, this might vary. Some people might find it too stressful. Other people thrive here. But it is really hard to let people go compared to, for example, startups. So let's say someone joins a team, we make an offer to this person, we're a bit unsure if they're gonna work out, but let's take a chance on them. They join the team, and the first problem in big tech is it takes a long time to onboard. When you join a startup, you probably have a normal tech stack, you probably use GitHub, AWS, or Google Cloud, or some of the standard infrastructure you're used to. At big tech, you have different deployment systems, different internal systems. It probably takes you 2 months to understand what systems the company is using. And usually around 6 months, you're up to full productivity to what you expect. Now let's go back to our example where a person joins and they're not onboarding fast enough. As a hiring manager, it's hard for me to tell until 6 months. Yes, I can pay a bit additional attention, but it's hard for me to say, is it because it is so overwhelming and complex to onboard, especially if you came from a different environment? If you came, for example, from a startup, people get a lot more overwhelmed. If people worked at Facebook before and they come to Uber, they're like, yeah, same thing, just different name for the systems. So even if I see there's some problems, I'm not going to do anything until about, 3 to 4 to 5 months. At that point, I might start to get more involved. I might get more feedback. I might sit down with this person. If I see that they're not doing good, I might have to have HR involved, have a PIP process, and maybe they're going to clear that. Maybe they won't. Either way, it's going to be an emotional stress for this person. And let's say they don't clear it. Let's say they're just, they didn't make it for whatever reason. Well, this really sucks for them. They might have moved cities or countries to come join big tech because usually, again, the packages cover this kind of relocation, family included. Now, they're going to be there without a job. If a person doesn't work out as a manager, you need to look at the team's interests, but it's a really hard situation to be in. And as a manager, there's another problem that I'm going to have is backfilling that headcount. So let's say this person was here. They didn't add too much to the team. After 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, they're going to leave the team. I now have to hire again. It'll take me 2 months to get the people in the door and interview them. Another 2 months for that person to start. If we're in Europe, in the US, this might be faster. And I've now lost 10 months because I took a chance on a hire. Another reason big tech hiring is conservative because you often don't hire for yourself. I might see this person and I might see the potential in them. And I'm the hiring manager on the loop, but I'm not hiring for my team. So I have to ask myself the question, well, here's this person who is pretty good on these things, but they're missing a couple of things. Maybe their communication is not as strong. Maybe they were a little concerned on coding or system design or wherever. And I need to decide, am I going to hire this person? If I was hiring for my team, if I was, for example, a startup and I was a CEO or the manager for the team and I had full responsibility, I can take the shot and say, I'm going to do it. But in big tech, you often hire for the company and you need to hire someone who could join any team. This includes, by the way, when you hire for yourself, because when you hire for yourself, that hire might be reallocated at the last minute. Seen it happen multiple times. Again, it depends on the company, but a lot of big tech does this. So now you need to hit this imaginary bar of excellence. And if I say, well, let's make this offer to this person who's kind of under the bar here, that might be a bit unfair for the other manager who might have not agreed there. And maybe that manager is not even in the room, or we don't even know who that manager is. The third reason that big tech hiring is conservative is the debrief panels. A lot of places have this setup, including, for example, Uber, and I think Google might have something similar, where we have a panel who reviews the feedback. Sometimes it's people who were on the interviews, and they kind of debate and they come to a decision. And if one person is unsure about the hire, it could be an engineer, we go for a debate. And in the end, the hiring manager and the bar raiser, like I said, Uber, similar thing with Amazon, and then they make the judgment call. But often when there are some concerns, it's a bit safer to either not make an offer or not make an offer at that level, but one level below, or to hold this person or to have another follow-up interview. You get the point. You're not hiring for yourself, you're hiring for another group of people, and you kind of elevate expectations because of this. Now let's go back to what happens if you were actually to not do this, not be so conservative, and give people a chance. And I've seen this a couple of times. I also fought for a couple of people to hire them, and they can definitely surprise you. There were people who we hired, usually at the lower level, by the way. So usually we took a risk, but at a lower level, and they came in and they did amazing. They had really good careers. They surprised everyone. And some of these people were people who were unsure about, some people were sure about, but there was a similarity where we could not tell from the interview that these people would be this amazing. And equally, for every two people who were this amazing, there was one person who was a disappointment, who was more on the maybe side, and it caused a bunch of pain. And I'll tell you that pain of having to coach or mentor and help this person, and ultimately sometimes they just leave the company, it was a lot more painful in this setting than the benefit of having this person accelerate. So it's just how it is. Big tech will be conservative. There will be consensus-driven hiring. Hiring managers do not always hire for themselves. They might also be in a flux, which is why they're going to play it safe. Now, if you take away one thing from this video, is don't be discouraged if you don't get an offer after an interview loop at big tech. Hiring is conservative and hiring managers are not really taking risks at big tech. So you probably gained experience in the interview that you'll be able to use at the next interview. And also don't forget that at smaller companies, people will take bigger bets. Now, some of these smaller companies will become big companies themselves. So if you've gotten rejected, you have two options. Keep on applying, which I think you should. If you did make it to onsites at one of the big techs, you're going to make it onsites to other big techs. There's countless stories I've heard of people getting 5 rejections from the likes of Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and then getting an offer from, let's say, Google or DoorDash or Airbnb and so on. The other point is you can start to apply to smaller companies. If you've gotten to onsite to big tech companies, you'll probably be able to breeze through the smaller company interview process, and those companies will probably take a bigger bet on you. So just know that even hires who would work out often get rejections. It's just the nature of hiring. It's the nature of hiring managers, of all the process, of how much more painful it is to deal with a hire who doesn't work out, and therefore hiring managers not really taking that risk. And also don't forget that with every interview, you'll only get better and better, and your chances will just keep increasing. If you liked this video, please subscribe for more similar content on software engineering and engineering management. Thanks.